I hate that shit crackle sound.
That gross.
I mean, you can tell. Like, that's not a normal shit. Like, that's like something's wrong. It's crackly and wet. Not bad, right? But then it keeps going. It's very, very I'm out of breath. You know you're out of shape when taking a shit causes you to lose your breath. It's a lot of me grunting. Oh. Yeah.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain. Hey, hey.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Yeah, hey freaks, Dimension back here with you for the Wednesday edition of DV. I have just been through an incredibly traumatizing event. I don't like insects to begin with. And for some reason, ever since I moved into this goddamn house, there's been nothing but problems. Like, the first year I was here, bees were crawling out of the lights in the sky, or the lights in the ceiling. I sound like a retard. The bees were flying, and they're coming out of the lights in the sky. You mean the sun? You saw some bees in the sun? Yeah. All right, whatever. In the bathroom, there's these, like, recessed lighting, I guess, that goes up into the ceiling, and bees were coming out of it, and I don't like bees, all right? All right, that now we've got stink bugs in the house, and I don't know what the actual name of those bugs are, but basically when you get close to them, they spray you with this brown liquid. So, you know, you grab a tissue, and you grab the bug. They're very crunchy. As a matter of fact, the dogs try to eat the bugs, and when the dog eats the bugs, it makes a crunching sound. I guess some of that juice is released, and the dog starts gagging. It's so awful. Whatever. So there's like brown, like little brown drips on my sink and stuff from, you know, where these bugs have sprayed. It's disgusting. So now today, like, those things are gross too, and they kind of startle me, but they don't scare me. Like, I don't like to see things out of the corner of my eye moving when I think I'm alone. Whatever. So today I was taking one of my many shits. I've been shitting like two or three times a day, which I think is a good sign. I'm sure it's not healthy for the human body to shit that much, but I feel like I'm getting a lot out. Whatever. This is how I lose weight. This is my diet regimen. I just shit as much as possible. Force myself to shit. So I was sitting there playing on my phone or reading, I don't know. And out of the corner of my eye, I see something, but it's a big brown blob. Not like a tiny insect blob. And when I looked down and saw what I was dealing with, the noise that came out of my mouth was like nothing I have ever heard before. I didn't realize I was capable of making this. It wasn't necessarily high-pitched, but it was haunting. It was a haunting sound, an eerie sound, and that just scared me even more. It was a giant spider. And when I say giant, I've taken pictures. Everyone on Facebook has confirmed what I have been saying, and that is that I need to burn this house down and never re-enter it again. So there was this huge spider, and I was in the middle of a shit. So I had to wipe. So I had to keep my eye on the spider so I knew exactly where it was at all times. It was on the floor, and I think it saw me because, you know, it stopped. It realized that I was looking at it and I was plotting against it. So now I'm in a big battle with a spider, with a giant spider. Like, this is some arachnophobia shit. So I wiped, and it was one of those fucking wipes where you just, it's never enough, right? So I wiped, and I wiped, and I wiped. As a matter of fact, I should really go back in the bathroom and make sure I got it all, but I'll wait until after the program. So I sufficiently wiped enough where I felt, okay, I could put my underpants on, my underwear and my pants on. And then I had to figure out what I was going to do with this spider. I couldn't just pick it up. I couldn't step on it because I was afraid if I didn't kill it, it would retaliate against me. So I needed whatever I was going to do, it needed to be swift and final. So I don't know why I thought of this, but I thought, okay, I'm going to get a glass cup. And I'm going to drop it on the spider. Well, not drop it, but place the cup on the spider. And then slide a piece of paper under that cup. And then from there, I didn't really know what to do. I just needed to isolate the spider so it didn't have free reign on this house, right? So I was afraid that when I left to go get the cup, it was going to move. But luckily, it didn't. However, when I tried to get the spider to come out, because it was in the corner, when I tried to get the spider to come out by blowing on it, which I don't know how wise of an idea that was. I got close to it and I just was trying to blow it. Just, I felt, you know, if it felt air on it, it might move or something. Instead, it crawled, it burrowed its way into the corner of the room where there's like a baseboard. So it crawled under the baseboard. And now I'm like, well, at first I was like, well, relieved because it's gone out of my sight. But then I realized, well, it's still in the house. And it can come out at any time. So I got a can of compressed air, right? So now I've got a glass cup, some heavy paper, compressed air. I'm like the MacGyver of pest control. And I'm spraying the can air. I've shaken it, and I'm spraying it. So it's like out comes like a gas cloud of smoke. I'm hoping it'll freeze the fucking spider. But instead, it did get the spider to come out of its little hole, and then I carefully placed the cup over it. I then snapped some pictures, which you can see on my Facebook page. I'll also make it today's album artwork, just so you can see how fucking terrifying the thing was. And now that I've mentioned it, people will be emailing me, it's not that bad. What the fuck ever? It's hairy and it's huge. What kind of spider is that thing? Someone please. Let me know. And also, if you have a room for rent, I would like to move as soon as possible. I can't stay here another night. I'm never going to be able to enjoy another shit. Because now I'm afraid if there's one, there's got to be more, right? What if that was the mama spider?